Good morning, everyone. It is week five of the legislative session, the fifth version of our Monday morning call-in. Thank you all for joining us today. For those new to the call-in, we start each of the calls with the lobbyists going around the horn discussing the key bills they're watching this week and where we need your help on the advocacy front. Once the lobbyists have shared their updates, we will transition into question and answer. If you'd like to ask a question at that point, press star 9 on your phone. As a reminder for the group, we are recording the call, and we will send an email out summarizing the call after sometime this afternoon, as well as a link to the call's recording. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Amber Hughes.
Thank you, Casey. Good morning, everyone. First, a couple of set of issues that I'm going to talk about are up today in the House Administration and Veterans Affairs Subcommittee. The first issue deals with additional homestead property tax exemptions for certain public employees. This is, the bill numbers are House Joint Resolution 1, and then the implementing bill is House Bill 1563, both by Representative Tomko. These bills would create an additional $50,000 property tax exemption that would attach between the $100,000 and $150,000 worth of assessed value for these following groups of people. Classroom K through 12 teachers, law enforcement officers, firefighters, state social workers, corrections officers, members of the armed forces, and members of the Florida National Guard. We do have concerns with this bill, as we do not think that this is a tax cut, but a tax shift, and would leave the remaining property taxpayers, which would be non-homesteads, so our local businesses, our renters, and other homestead property owners, footing the bill. Also up in that committee, House Bill 301 by Representative Roach. This is the financial disclosure bill. This would require both elected municipal officials and city managers to do a more intensive financial disclosure, so the full disclosure as opposed to the financial interest to the Ethics Commission annually. We have floated multiple amendments to both bill sponsors in the House and the Senate. To be honest, this is a pretty heavy lift. So if you have concerns about this bill, please reach out to me. That's Amber Hughes again. And the last issue I want to talk about is up tomorrow in House Judiciary. This is House Bill 3 by Representative Leak, and it deals with law enforcement recruitment and benefits. There is a provision in the bill that would create a recruitment bonus program for newly hired law enforcement officers up to $5,000 that is paid for by state appropriation. So once again, that is House Bill 3 by Representative Leak, and we are supportive of the bill. And with that, I will hand it over to Mr. Cruz.
Thank you, Amber. Good morning, everybody. First up, I wanted to talk about a bill up this afternoon in Local Administration and Veterans Affairs Subcommittee in the House. That's House Bill 739. This is a bill that deals with local development land actions and specifically infill development. I want to really thank all of you that provided feedback to me on this bill. It was very helpful in helping us form a position on the bill, but essentially the bill as filed would have required every city in the state of Florida to adopt an infill development program, and then in the bill would have required certain elements to be fulfilled by anybody applying for infill development, and if those requirements had been met, that permit would get automatically approved. An amendment has been filed that we worked out with the sponsor that dramatically changes that. Essentially, the bill now would say that every city has to adopt an infill development standards. However, every city is allowed to set what those standards are individually at a city-by-city basis. Additionally, we went ahead and included in that amendment a carve out for our smaller cities. So if you have a budget of less than $10 million per year, your city is carved out of this requirement. The idea being that our smallest cities would not have any infill development requirements going on, and that any type of approval at that level would encourage urban sprawl. So we support the amendment that's been filed, and that would move our position to neutral on the bill if it's adopted. Last bill I wanted to talk to you about this morning is up tomorrow in Senate Community Affairs. This is a priority level bill for us at the League of Cities that deals with sovereign immunity. It's Senate Bill 974 by Senator Gruters. the sovereign immunity bills have been moving on both the House and Senate side. The Senate bill is in a very different position than the House bill. So the Senate bill increases the current caps in state law from 200,000 to 300,000, and it bumps up the 300,000 per incident to 400,000 per incident. The League of Cities supports those changes. We feel that that's a reasonable compromise with how the bill was originally filed and what the current House position is, which would take it to $1 million per person with no per incident cap at all. Keep an eye. We'll be happy to send an update later today, or we'll talk about it for all those of you that join us in town this week. But the amendment deadline is 3 o'clock. Today, we expect that an amendment might be filed raising that 300-400 level, and if that does happen, we would be opposed to that change. So we will be sending an update if that happens. This is a great bill to talk to your legislators this week about when you're here in Tallahassee. With that, I'll go ahead and turn it over to Jeff Branch.
Thanks, David. Good morning, everyone. Just wanted to provide a quick update on the Utility Transfer Bill, which is Senate Bill 1162 by Broxson and House Bill 621 by Rep. Fine. Those bills are not up this week. Every day it looks likely that those bills will not be heard this session, but nothing is final until the hanky drops. And then the other bill I want to provide an update on is House Bill 7042, by the Regulated Industries Committee, title of the bill is Community Association Building Safety, but the short version of that is the condo bill. This bill would require associations to have a certain amount in the reserves. It require every 3 years that there is a audit of those reserves. It would require disclosures to those who are potentially buying the condos. As relates to local government, the bill would require that a licensed architect or engineer hired by that association to do an inspection either every 20 years or every 30 years, depending on the location of the building, and to provide that report to the local government. And with that, I will hand it over to Rebecca.
Good morning, everybody. Two bills I want to talk about today, and they're both related to the same subject matter, which is the least legislative priority relating to municipal tree protection. House Bill 1555 by Representative McLean will be on the agenda this afternoon at 1:30 for the House Local Administration and Veterans Affairs Subcommittee. That is the bill that would eliminate all of the loopholes that have led to people cutting down trees unnecessarily and causing some controversy and litigation. So this bill would close those loopholes, provide more tree protection. So we definitely support that bill. And while it's not on the agenda, the Senate companion bill, which is Senate Bill 518 by Senator Broder, is likely to be on the agenda on Thursday for the Senate Governmental Operations Committee. The bills at this point are identical, and as I mentioned, we support them both. Thank you. With that, I'll turn it back over to Tara Taggart. Thank you.
Thank you, Rebecca, and good morning, everyone. A few bills to put on your radar for week five here. Up this afternoon in Senate Environment and Natural Resources is Senate Bill 224 by Senator Gruters. It's one we support. It's the bill that would restore authority to local governments to restrict smoking on beaches and in public parks that your city owns. There is an amendment filed that we anticipate will go on the bill this afternoon that exempts cigars from this from the bill, but we do still support it. So keep an eye out for that one. The House bill was up in its second committee last week, and it passed unanimously. So after the Senate bill is heard today, there is both one committee stop remaining on the House and Senate. So we're feeling optimistic about those. Up tomorrow in Senate Military and Veterans Affairs, Space and Domestic Security Committee are two bills that are dealing with cybersecurity. One is Senate Bill 1670, both by Senator Hudson, and then the traveling public records exemption is Senate Bill 1694. What the underlying policy bill does is implement standards for local governments that they must comply with by 2024. The bill uses the term appropriate size standards for the size of your organization, but at a minimum, two-step authentication and backups for your systems. It's also requiring vulnerability testing of systems every 2 years and annual training for local government employees. It does appropriate some funding so that the Florida Digital Service, which is the state cybersecurity arm, can create and administer this training for local governments. The traveling public records exemption would exempt from public record any information that would reveal or allow unauthorized access to your networks. And then finally, this week, we will not know with 100% certainty until this afternoon at 4:30, but we are anticipating that the House Vacation Rental Bill will be heard in the House Ways and Means Committee. That's House Bill 325. We do now oppose this bill. There was an amendment that went on it at its last committee stop that essentially prohibits local governments from charging registration fees for vacation rental programs if they do not currently have one already. We see this as a step in the wrong direction, and we do oppose this bill. So we will keep you on the loop once we know for certainty, but we would ask that you help us reach out to members of the House Ways and Means Committee and express your opposition to the vacation rental bill. With that, I'll toss it back to Casey Cook.
Thanks, Tara. So now we'll transition into questions and answers. As a reminder for the group, if you'd like to ask a question, press *9. Again, press *9 if you'd like to ask a question. But while we're getting the queue loaded up, I would like to mention a couple things. First, this is our Legislative Action Week, Legislative Action Days. Registration opens tomorrow morning at 8:30 a.m. at City Hall. We will do a briefing with our team from 9 to 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. And then you'll head to the Capitol to advocate on behalf of local government. Tomorrow afternoon from 5:30 to 6:30, we'll have a reception that's at the Doubletree. And so we look forward to seeing you in town. Many committees in the legislature will have their last meeting either this week or next. And so you will start to see the pool of bills still alive shrink considerably after next week. But for some committees, their last meeting is actually this week. So if a bill is still in that committee, you know, it's instantly on life support. The other important thing that's happening right now is you see typically a shift, at least for the next couple weeks, to focus on budget. Both the House and the Senate have put out their first versions of their budgets, and that will start to dominate some of the conversation. I just wanted to bring that up because that's a good thing for us. There's less time typically to consider bills impacting local government as they focus more on budget. So with that, we'll transition into the questions. And so first caller, you are recognized.
I'm sorry, was this? This is Joy Carter, Coral Springs City Commissioner. For David Cruz, Senate Bill 974 on the sovereign immunity, when were you going to send us that notification to watch out for?
Hey, Commissioner, good morning. I would anticipate that to come out as soon as an amendment gets filed. The amendment deadline is 3 o'clock today, and then the bill would be considered on Tuesday at 3 o'clock.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And just to piggyback on that, as we get in later into session, the notice deadlines decrease. Typically, there's a 24-hour notice deadline for amendments, and so if it behooves the sponsor to wait until the last minute to file an amendment because for folks on the other side of the issue, that is less time that they have to lobby and educate members on why that amendment is good or bad. Next caller. Final call for calls. Or for questions. All right. Well, I hope it's because all of you are driving in your cars up to Tallahassee. We look forward to seeing you for the next couple of days for our Legislative Action Days. If you have any questions about any of the stuff that we talked about today or any bills that have been filed, please shoot us an email or give us a call. We look forward to seeing everybody in Tallahassee for the next couple of days. Have a great week.